says in that Beis, Usua Nises Liyom Harvi. The Gemara in that Gimel and Beis points out that there was a time in history when they changed that takon a little bit. Even though the Chachamim have this takana that the Besulah should get married Biyom Harvi, but a minig developed. A minig developed to get married Biyom Hashlishi, the Sakana Ve'elech, when there was a time of Sakana. My Sakana, in fact, the Gemara, what is the case of Sakana? The Gemara comes around in the end and says like this, Amar Rabbah, Sakona means that there was a gzeira, the guy made a gzeira, that the besula who married the Yom Harvi should have been with the hegemon first. Hai sakona, frekta gemara, that's not pikuach nefesh. Ones who? That's an ones. He's forcing her to have be against her will. She's an eshes ish. The kiddushim took place already. She's talking about she's coming for the nisuin. But okay, but it's ba'onis. If it's ba'onis, she doesn't have to be mosin nefesh. So why does the b'raisa call that sakona? Up to Gemara, mishamikat snuos, the mosin nafshayu l'ktola v'asin l'idei sakona. There aren't snuos. There are women who don't want to give in. They don't want to have beer with the hegemon. So they'll give up their lives. They'll be mosin nefesh, even though they're not mechuyev to do that. Not mechuyev to be mosin nefesh for this beer. They'll be most in Ebesh not to be nivalu to the hegemon. So they'll come li de ktola. It's not a terrible ktola, right? They'll give up their lives. They'll come li de sakana. That's why we call it sakana. It really is ones, but it's called sakana because the tznuos are going to give up their lives. They'll come li de sakana. Chedin Yimara, the lidrish mudon is shari. Why should they come li de sakana? Let's tell the tznuos. Let's be dorish b'tirka. We'll be dorish b'rabin. But it's mutter. But honest, it's mutter to be nival. Even if she's an Ashes Ish, she can be nivellas to the hegemon, and it's mutter. So why shouldn't we just avoid the whole problem? The Gemara, Ika Prutzos Vika Nami Kornos. There are Prutzos and Kornos. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Ika Prutzos, the Imik Linon Lavu, Avdi Beronsum, Venesora Salbalein. And if we're going to be Makel for the Tznuos, and the Prutzos, will be nivalu to the hegemon birotza, and they'll be nesara salbaleim, since they are eishes ish, they are married. So if they have a beer with the hegemon, they'll become asuras lebaleim. Don't want that to happen. We're more concerned about the issa levaila than we are about the tznuos who are going to be most nafshayu lechtola. And that's a sakona. They're going to be most nefesh. The answer probably is that it's not like all tznuos are going to do that. Some snuos probably know it's mutter, so they're not going to be most nefesh. It's a few of the snuos. It's like a suffix, sakana. We're not even sure that they're going to do it. So therefore, better to be concerned about the prutzos. But not just the prutzos, but we're more concerned about prutzos than snuos. No, the economic kohanos, they also are kohanos. Eshes kohanim, there are women who are married to kohanim. So, Rashi, economic kohanos, shnesoros habalei and af ba'ones. You know that eshes kohanim, shenenses asur levaila. The inu masa nafshayu lemisa, they're going to be mosa nefesh not to give in to the hegemon. They're eishes ish. They know that if they're nivelu to the hegemon, even if it's balanis, they'll be asuras al balein. So they're going to be mosa nefesh not to do it because they want to be mataras al balein. Often that already is scary stuff, right? The eishes kohen is going to give up her life because it's not just that she'll be asura lebaila, but she's concerned. If she's Nensa, she'll become Asura Labala. The Prutzos are going to do it Beratza, but no one's going to know what her Kavana was. But the Eishes Ish, it doesn't matter what the Kavana is. Even if she's Nensa, she's Asura Labala, so she'll give up her life. Oh, that's something to be concerned about. We're concerned about the Kohanos. We're also concerned about the Prutzos. It's a combination. But I think the Kohanos are probably the Iker concern. It's Nuos. So it's only a Sofik anyway. You don't know if they're going to be most Senefesh. But the Kohanos, first of all, will become Asura Sabalayan, but also they might be Mosin Nefesh too, to prevent this beer. So they won't become Asura Sabalayan. So because of that, Chazal, because of that, the minhag developed that they got married, women were getting married even on Tuesday, even on Yom HaShlishi, and the Chachamim were not Michu B'Yodam because they understood. Because of the concerns that they had, even though the Takana was the Sulanis is Liom Harvi, the Chachamim were not Mochabah. Vila Akre Zera. Vilakre, let's be okay the Xera completely. Why not? The Gemara, Xera, Vida the Batla, the Takana, the Rabbana, becoming Xera, lo akrina. We're not going to be okay the Takana because the Xera is going to be Nekar. Eventually, the Xera is going to be Nekar. We're not going to be okay the Takana before the Xera. This is the Gemara. So basically, the Gemara says, really, Ba'onet, it should be mutter for the Desula to be Nivela Hegma, to be Nivelas to the Hegma. Really should be mutter. The concern is that there are Prutzos and Kohanos. Prutzos are going to be Nivelas Beratzon, they'll be Nesaras al Baleim. Deishas Kohen is going to be Nesaras al Baile, even if it's Ba'ones. And we're even more concerned that the Deishas Kohen might be Mosin Nefesh. She might be Mosin Nefesh, not to be Nivelas to the Hegmans, that she won't become a Surah Bailam. So that's why Chazal allowed the Minig to develop that the Sula was Nises Biyom HaShlishi when the guy made this Gzeira that she should be Nivelas to the Hegman. Okay, that's the Gemara. Questions? Yes?
Why didn't the Gemara just answer Kohanos in the beginning and solve the whole problem?
I understand. There's a little development in the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara... It's hard to ask that generally because we don't know. It's not as though the Tznuos is a better answer. Once you can say Kohanos, so then that answered the problem completely. Maybe the Gemara initially was thinking about general women. They felt that Stama Chazal would only allow the Minhag to develop if there'd be general women who might be B'sakana. So they weren't thinking about specific women. But in the end, the Gemara comes around and says no, even for an Ashes Kohen. Kohanim are not so prevalent, right? That's not the role. So you could say that maybe we shouldn't allow the minhag to develop for such a person. So no, even for such a person, they allow the minhag to develop, even though it's only a mute of the tzibur. Okay. Comes Tosis and asks a fundamental question. Ligrish lehuda onus shari. Gemara asks, why don't we just tell the Tznuos that onus is mutter? Eishes Yisor Shenensis Muteras Abaylan, but onus it's mutter to be Nivelas, even if she's an Eishes Ish. When Tomer Frek Taisa Domina Muterik Ben Sara Mora, Akol Averas Yavar Val Yehari Chus Miyavolas Kochav Vigidera Eishes Shvichos Domim. We know the Din is Yehari Val Yavar and the Gemal Averas Achamuros. Bias Eishes Ish is Chayvim Nisas Beznes Dov Gili Arayis. Yechayev Mises, not only Chayev Karis, it's Chayev Mises Bezman. Gili Arayis, the din is Yehari Val Yavar. What's the Gemara saying? Likrish Lehud Onus Shari. Onus is Mutter, it's Dov Gili Arayis. Pilei Ploy. What's the Havamin of the Gemara? Here it's Rabbeinu Tam. Ein Chayev and Misa al Bilas Mitzri. Rachmona Afkare Lezare de Mitzri. Dechsi Vizir Masusim Zimasa. Posukin Yecheskel says, "Vizirma susim zemos in the shevazera of the mitzvah of goyim in general, the Torah treats like susim. Doesn't mean that the goyim are like behemoths. It means that the bia, Rabbi Natan says, the bia sakum ain't a bia. Bia sakum is not considered a bia al pidim. After Rabbi Natan, you're not chayev nisan bia sakum in a bia. It's not gili arayis. There's no yehar v'yava. That's what the Gemara was saying. That was the kash from the Gemara." If it's Gilei Arayis, so then it's Yehari Gal Yavar. How can we say the Lidrash Ludon is Shari? Dr. Avin Atam, Bia Sakam in a Bia. Al Pidin, his Bia is not considered a real Bia, it's not Gilei Arayis, so then Yavar Val Yehari. That's why the Lidrash Ludon is Shari. Umaisi Raya, Avin Atam brought a Raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Bia Sakam in a Bia. The Parach, the Parach, and Sarah Mora, Ha'esta Fahesia Avoy. What's that kasha? Gemara in Sanhedrin has three different categories. We read this Gemara last week. Right? The din is Yehari Gal Yavar and the Gemara Averas Achamuras. Even Lahano Asatzman, not just Lahavra Lagas, Lahano Asatzman, even if it's not Shas Hashmad, you can never violate one of the Gemara Averas. You have to be Mosin Nefesh. So comes the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Ayin Dalet and Aleph on the bottom, and says that b'shas hashmad, if it's a shas hashmad that the goyim are killing Jews for fulfilling any mitzvahs, not just a particular mitzvah involved, but any mitzvah shas hashmad, so then it's the din is Yehari Gal Yavar even on a mitzvah kala, even on parkas of the masana, even on a minig bal, not just on a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah derabonon, even a minig kala. It says the Gemara. If it's b'farhesya, so then the din is yehar gal yavar on the mitzvah kala also. B'shas hashmad, it's yehar gal yavar even b'tzina. Shalo b'shas hashmad, it's yehar gal yavar, at least b'farhesya. So comes the Gemara, and Ayindalam and Beis, and says, Ay, b'ha'esta farhesya avoy. Achashverosh was looking for a new queen after he killed Vashti, and he had all the basulos come, and he was boel each one of the basulos. He wanted to see who would be his best, the best wife. So Esther was one of those basulos who came, but it was against her will, right? She was, Megillah says, it was against her will. She didn't want to go, but what if I told her? You know, she has to do as they say. So, you know, they took her against her will. They took her. Bonus. So, in fact, the Gemara, but Esther... She didn't give up her life. Isn't she mechuyev to give up her life? It was dafka for Esther. Everyone knew that all the basulos went. They knew that Esther was taken. So why doesn't she give up her life? So Rava comes around and says, Rava Amar Hanu Asatzman Shiny. Rava says that the din yehar bal yavar b'fahesya, even on a mitzvah kala, it's only lahavar al adas. Just like b'shas hashmad, you're mechuyev to give up your life, even for mitzvah kala. B'fahesya, even shalo b'shas hashmad, you have to give up your life. But shalo b'shas hashmad, you only have to give up your life if it's lahavar al adas. Shas hashmad, by definition, is always lahavar al adas. They're trying to be mavir al adas. Everything they want the Jews not to fulfill any mitzvahs. It's not that it's shas hashmad. They're not killing Jews for observing mitzvahs, but for this one thing, for this one avera, if it's a person has to give up their life anyway. But comes Rav and says that's only lahavra ladas, not lahanu asatz. Well, Hashveirosh was doing it lahanu asatz. It wasn't lahavra ladas. He didn't care about the Jewish religion. He was just doing it lahanu asatz. So Esther was not mechuyev to give up her life, right? Even though it was b'farhesya, but it was not lahavra ladas, she wasn't mechuyev to give up her life. Fact Rabbeinu Tam, farhesya, Esther farhesya, avoy, gili arayis avoy. She was an Eish HaSish. Chazal says she was married to Mordechai. So how was she allowed to be nevelis to Achashverosh? She was doch b'yas Eish HaSish. It's gili arayis. Even if it's not b'farhesya, but, right, or even if it's lahano asatzmo. She still is mechuyevis to give up her life. So what's the Gemara asking? Fahesya avayim, stop gili arayis. I see raya, the parva perek, but sara mar, haesta fahesya avayim, lo parva, haesta gili arayis avayim. Why not? Mashma de mishum arayis, lo hava mechayva. It's not gili arayis, because biyasaka mein abiyah, Rabbi Natan says. Biyasaka mein abiyah, it's not gili arayis. And that's why the Gemara had to ask, that Esther would only have had to give up her life because it's befahesya. So to that, the Gemara says, "Lahano asatz, man is mutter." Moshan. If even on a mitzvah kala, you have to give up your life. Arka said the Masana, it's certainly not the right thing to do. It's not what a Jew does. It's at least a minute. It might. It's probably usher anyway, right? Definitely is usher. Midibre Kabbalah. It's a kares midibre Kabbalah. Right? It's definitely usher. It's no worse than a minig mitzvah kala. So if it's at least a mitzvah kala, so then the farhesya one is mechuyev to give up the life. But only lahavra ladas, not lahanas atzmas. That's why Esther didn't have to give up the life. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's derived from the deal from the kasha of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Mitoch kaz of places hiti Rabbeinu Tam lebas yisoshe mira bole ove kochavim lekaima laoso ove kochavim kshenizgayim. Rabbeinu Tam was matter based on his yisod, the bia sakam in a bia. In a very interesting case, the Bas Yisrael was Hemira Dasa, she converted. Bola Ove Kochavim, a goy, she had bia with an Ove Kochavim. She was married. She was married to a Jew. Bola Ove Kochavim. So Rabbeinu Tam was matter that later she came back, she did tshuva. She was a balas tshuva, and the goy became a ger. Quite a story then. Right? So she, the Ove Kochavim was Bala when he married her. So she was married to someone, married to a Baal, some kind of Yisrael. She was Hemira Dasa, Bala Ove Kochavim. And then she became a balas tshuva, and the goy converted. Rabbi Natan was mad that the goy can marry her if the husband divorced her. Right? The husband divorced her. The husband died. Whatever the case was. So now the question is she allowed to marry the goy? Now the goy is a boel. The goy was boel and was boel ish. You know the pasuk in Parshas Naso, Parshas Sota, it says v'nitma several times. So the Mishnah in Sota says that k'shem she'asur labal kach asur laboel. There's an issa labal and an issa laboel. A sota is asura labayla, but she's asura to the boel too. So this is really a chiddush. Rabbi Natan was matir that the boel, the goy who became a Jew, can marry this woman. Aye, k'shem she'asur labal kach asur laboel. Zokter Rabbi Natan, that's only if there's a bia. But bia sakamena bia. There's no issa labal because the bia was a bias behema, bia sakum in a bia. Just like Yehorik Val Yavar doesn't apply to bia sakum, so too the issa labal it won't apply to bia sakum. No.
How would you say is it you call those once he goes to the garris?
Some do say that. Who says that? Did you see it? Yeah. Rabbeinu Yechiel. We'll see that the Ritva is going to quote such a svar, but that's not the Rabbeinu Tan's svar. He says it's simpler than that. You don't even need such a svar. That's a good svar. It's gevaldik. I like it. Rabbeinu Tan says you don't even need that. Bias Hakam in Abiyah says there's going to be no issa labon. They nira l'rivam. The Rivam was very distressed with the Rabbeinu Tan. The ha'al yidei bias over kochavim nesra l'vayla k'damar hacham. Rabbi Natan is talking about Yehori Gal Yavar, he's talking about the Issa Laboel, but he left out the clincher, the Issa Labal. The Mishnah in Sota says, Geshem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Laboel. Sounds like there's a relationship between the Issa Labal and the Issa Laboel. Rabbi Natan says there's no Issa Laboel if the Boel is an Akum. And then he converts later, and then it's Mutter, because they're both Yisrael. In fact, the Rivam, I don't understand. But our Gemara seems to imply that there is an Issa Labal, even if the Boel is an Akum. How do you see that? The Ikaprutzos. What did the Gemara say? The Lidrish Ludon is Shari. Why shouldn't we tell the Tznuos that Onus is Mutter? They don't have to give up their lives. So comes the Gemara and says that there are Kohanos. That's the punchline. But before that, it says that Ikaprutzos. There are prutzos that are going to be nevalos b'ratzon. If we say that onus is mutter, then the prutzos are going to be nevalos b'ratzon, abba onus, and they'll become nesaros abba leyen. Said Rashi, and they'll become nesaros abba leyen. That's bestoma what the pshat is in the Gemara, poshim pshat in the Gemara. Why is that poshim pshat in the Gemara? Because we want to figure out what's the compelling reason to allow this minute to develop that the basula should get married, b'yom mashlishi. It's got to be a compelling reason. So the compelling reason seems to be that at least there'll be Nesaras al-Balea. Maybe Kohanos is even more of a compelling reason that they'll give up their lives because they don't want to become Asuros. But Lechora, by Prutzos, Rashi seems right that the Poshe Pshat is the Nesaras al-Balea, and that's why we don't want to say that Onus is Mutter because then the Prutzos are going to be Nivelos Beratzen and they'll become Asuros. So factory bomb, how can Rabbi Natan say to be a Sakam in a Bia? And therefore what? There's going to be no Isser La. No Issa La Boel. But there's an Issa La Baal. Rabbi Natan says there's no Issa La Boel. But from Agamar, you see there's an Issa La Baal. For B.S. Akum. Talk about an Akum. The Hekmon, right? So if there's an Issa La Baal, how can there not be an Issa La Boel? Correct the Rifal. Pilei Ploim against Rabbi Natan. Parak Yisha Shinasarmala, the second parak also Gabe Yisha Shinechbusha Ben Avikochavim, I mean, the Birosna Asura Labaila. Yamara says that Birosna she's Asura Labaila. Omanami bin Megillah Kasher Avadati Avadati. When Mordechai told Esther to go to Achashverosh, so she wasn't just going to go to ask for mercy. She was going to be Nevelis. Right? Because that's how she was gonna try to win him over. So the Gemara Megillah says, "Kasher avarati avarati, kasher avarati mi beis abba." I was lost from the house of my father because now I'm married to a goyish king. What am I doing? I'm lost myself. Avadi mimeh, but now I'm going to be lost from you too, because she was married to Mordechai. But kashem shasur labaka hasur labol. If she's developed to Amashverosh Beratzen, so then she'll become asura to Mordechai. So just like I was lost from Beis Ava because, excuse me, she lost her parents, right? She was an orphan. Just like I was lost from Beis Ava, I'll be lost from you. I won't be able to remarry you. If somehow I'll be able to leave the king's palace. So, you know, I still had hope, but now I'm not going to have hope anymore. Mordechai told her she should go anyway. But you see, Alma legabe baila lo chashiva bilas mitzvi kavias behema. She said she was going to be asura to Mordechai. Aye, Achashverosh wasn't a mitzvi, but he was a goy. So you see that bias akum is a bia in terms of asuring lebal. But who adin laboa? What should be the difference? Kishem shasur labaka chasur laboa. Afal gavdein znusla behema. There's no znusla behema. Vein bias behema poselas veoseres. Kidamina vipera kabal yivimto. And it's true, bias behema doesn't ask the labaila, but bias mitzri have your bia. Rabbi Natan says, bias akam in a bia zokta rivom. There are three riots. Bias akam havi bia lesser labaila. Ay, the posuk in Yecheskel, vizir masusim zir masam. Rachmana afkare lezare. What does that mean? Rivom, vichy afkare, rachmana lezare. Hani mili le'inya da'in lo chayes. There's no relationship between the Akum and his children. The Zaro, Choshev Kezera Behema. The Zara is considered like Zera Behema. It's not Messiaches after the father. Not Messiaches after the father. Let's say the Akum is going to be Misgayer, but he had children Begeyuso. So the children Begeyuso are not considered Bechorim. They're not going to be Yorishim. There's no connection to the father. No connection to the father. He can have a Bechor. His first child that's born to him when he's Yisrael, that'll be his Bechor. Because there's no relationship between the children and the non-Jew. So when the non-Jew is still a goy, there is no connection. That's what Rachman Afkari Lazare means. It means le'inyan chayis, not le'inyan bia, that the bia is not called the bia bechor. Comes the Rivam and says, Rabbi Natan claims bia sakamina bia, I prove to you from our Gemara, forget the other Gemaras for a moment, from our Gemara, I prove to you from our Gemara, to be a sakam avibia to asa labal. Meila, isn't it obvious that it should asa laboel as well? So I think that the Rabbi Natan's answer for the original question doesn't work either, says the Rivam. We asked if bias a shesishes gili arayas, it should be a hergal yavar. It should be also to be nevelis to the hegemon. Rabbi Natan says bias akam in a bias zakhtari bom. I prove to you that bias akam havibia. Bias akam havibia legabe the isilabal. Bias akam havibia legabe isilabal. Legabe the din of gil arayas yehergal yavar. Bias akam should be a bias as well. That's the Rivam. So he's going to have to give a different answer to this question. But let's try to analyze Rabbi Natan's sheet. Let's try to answer the Rivam's kashis. What's the Rabbi Natan thinking here? Don't we got our work cut out for us? Rabbi Natan holds biyasakam in a via that means that biyasay shesir shim akum is not gili arayis, it's not yehar goyavar. Biyasakam in a via, it's not going to aser laboel. That's what the Rabbi Natan definitely said. The Rivam's first kasha is from Agyamar. Rabbi Natamos biyasakam in a via is biyasakam in a via for the third halacha. The Rivam thought it has to be like that. Rabbi Natan has to say biyasakam in a via vis-a-vis the Baal. Because if biyasakam would be a via for the Baal, then it should be a via vis-a-vis the Boel too, right? You have to put them together. Don't they come b'chod amachta? The problem is that our Gemara sounds like that biyasakam can ask the Baal. What's the Rabbi Natan going to say? The question is, what does Rabbi Natan really hold? Does the Rabbi Natan hold that biyasakam in a bia vis-a-vis the Issa Labal? And a simple answer to the Rivam's kash is maybe Rabbi Natan admits by Baal. He says, legabe gili arayis, legabe the Issa Laboel, there he says biyasakam in a bia, but maybe vis-a-vis the Baal, he says biyasakam havi bia. Or better yet, right? Maybe he says, legabe the Baal, the Issa Labal will be chal, even through a biyasakam. I said something different. Right. Rabbi Natan might say that the Issel HaBaal can be Chal even through Rabbi Yisachar. He never talked about the Issel HaBaal. He talked about Yehari Goyavar. He talked about the Issel HaBoel. He didn't talk about the Issel HaBaal. Maybe the Rabbi Natan agrees to the Rivon. So that's the Machlokes Rishon. What's the Rabbi Natan Shita vis-a-vis the Issel HaBaal? Does Bias Akam create an Issel HaBaal? And Eishes Yisroel is Neveles Birotzen. To an Akam, does she become a Surah Labailo or not? The Rivon clearly understood Rabbi Natan held what? That she doesn't become a Surah Labailo, right? That's what was bothering him. That's what the Meiri held as well, the Das Rabbi Natan. That's the Pasha Pshat in Tosfos. Here he writes, "Ve'atema mimiktzas Rabbeinu Atzafat v'shikosu shebi'as goyein oseres labal imashamer achman afrei lezare etc." It's a tema on those Rabbeinu Atzafat and Rabbeinu Tam. It says that bi'asaka me'nabia shebi'as goyein oseres labal. Here he says it beferish. That's what these Rabbeinu Atzafat and hold, and they bring riyas. Rabbi Natan was matir in that case that the Eishes Yisrael, the former Eishes Yisrael, should be able to marry a goy. Rabbi Natan holds of the Meiri should be as goy ain't no seres. Not only is there no Issel HaBaal, there's no Issel HaBaal either. And that's precisely why there's no Issel HaBaal. They're connected to each other. One flows into the other. It's because there's no Issel HaBaal, Rabbi Natan holds there's no Issel HaBaal. So how do we answer our Gemara? According to this version. Rabbi Natan holds the Asaka Minabiyah not only vis-a-vis the Issel HaBaal, but vis-a-vis the Issel HaBaal. How do we understand our Gemara? The Prutzas. The Prutzas. How can we understand the Gemara? It's a very difficult question. What's the answer? Did you find any answers in your travels? Anyone? Aren't Asuros Labah. So what does the Gemara mean?
Just
an Issa. Okay. Who says that? The Shita. Okay. Before we get to the Shita, is there anyone who says that the Prutzas Taka would be Nesara Sal Baleya? Rabbi Natan would say that they would be Nesaras HaBaleyan, even if the Rabbi Natan holds that the Issel HaBoel is dependent on the Issel HaBaal. The Pnei Yeshua. Very good. What does the Pnei Yeshua say? Derabbanan Davichi. Very good. Rabbi Natan holds there is a linkage between the Issel HaBaal and the Issel HaBoel. But the linkage is on the level of Deraisa. So if the Pnei Yeshua, I can answer this sugya. Our sugya is talking midrabbanan. You can divorce the woman. If she's a veras al das yudah, she doesn't act like a Jewish wife, so she can be divorced. It's definitely awesome. It's at least an issa rabbanan. So maybe the answer is Bia Saka Menabia. Rabbi Natan holds Minatora. There's no Issel HaBaal. Midrabbanan. There still is an Issel HaBaal. And our Gemara is talking Midrabbanan. That's the Pnei Yeshua's answer. Comes the Shita and says, you don't even need that. Okay, before the Shita, Eitan.
Doesn't Pnei Yeshua in any of this piece say that she doesn't
erase her? Okay, this is the first point. It's certainly a possibility. Okay, he's Chosebuk, but at least in the beginning of the piece, that's a possibility. Which he does raise. The Shita says, let's not go further than that, right? Let's not. Rabbanan, talking to Rabbanan. No, the Raisa. Well, what's the concern of the Gemara? What's the concern of the Gemara? So we think the concern has to be overwhelming. To say that we're not going to tell the Tznuos that Onis is Mutter, you have to have some kind of overwhelming concern in the other direction. So what's the concern by Frutzos? We said at least the concern by Frutzos and Konos must be that the Nesora Salbale, at least, comes to Shita Mekubetzes and says, maybe you don't even need that. Maybe the concern by Frutzos is that it's a terrible issue that they're going to do. If we say that Onis is Mutter, so then the Frutzos are going to be Nevolos Beratzon. It's an Issa. It's an Issa Daraisa. Okay, Biasaka may not be, it might not necessarily Asa Labaila, but even if there's no Issa Labal, there's still an Issa to be Nivellas to a Goy. Where's the sheep? Religious Lahudaona Shari Perish. The Ainis of Bedover and Yemiba Lubaona is Kadesh La Yimsun of Shari Lakhtala. Shani the Ika Putzos, the came of the Dashina Bapirka the Onashari, Yiyu Mekilos Vyasa Biratsa. Uberatsans of the Shita Afal Gav the Ainesara Salvale and Mikomakom Isuramiya Ika. Isuramiya Ika, there is an Issa. Kach Yesh Lidchos. Rabbi Natan can be Docha, the Rivam Zrahe from Al Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that there'll be Nesara Salvale, it just means that there is an Issa. It's a tremendous Chiddush in the Shita. Tremendous Kiddush. To say that because the Prutzos are going to do an Issa, they're going to do what's wrong, we tell them that Onis is Mutter. So once Onis is Mutter, then they'll be Nevolos and they'll do it even Beratzon and there's going to be an Issa violated. But to be so concerned about these Prutzos, right? We're going to put the Tznuos in a situation that they'll be Mosa Nefesh to save the Prutzos from an Issa that the Prutzos willingly are doing. It's quite a Kiddush. To say that we want to save the Prutzos because they're going to become Asura Sabalea, so that I can hear. Right? We don't know for sure that the Tznuos are going to be most in Nefesh, it's only a subject to begin with. So to say that we're more concerned about the Prutzos and the Kornos, right? But even before we get to the Kornos, the Prutzos will be Nesura Sabalea. To say that we're concerned about the Issa Labaila by the Prutzos, I hear. Right? Because we're also concerned about the Baal, not just about the woman. But if all we're concerned about is that the woman is going to do an Issa, she's a Prutza. She's a Prutza. She's doing an Issa Beratzen. So we're going to sacrifice the Sofik Tznuos that are going to be Mosa Nefesh because of the Prutzas that are doing an Issa Beratzen. It's a Chiddush. Definitely is a Chiddush. That's what the Shita says. Rabbi Natan's back is to the wall. And this is an answer, a possible answer to give. Shmuel. The Bnei Yeshua says that which the Gemara seems to imply, Hanesius Yisroel with Nivellas Birotzon to a goy, she's Nesara Salbaila, that's only an Issa Dirabban. It's not Minatara. Rabbi Natan says that if Hanesius Yisroel is Nivellas to a goy, she doesn't become Asura to the goy. She's not Asura on the boel. Aye, but there's a principle, Kashem Shasura Labaka Hasura Laboel. The answer is that only applies if the Issa Labal is the rice. If the Issa Labal is only Midirabbanan, then it doesn't translate into an Issa Labal. That's the Bnei Yeshua stance.
Part of the sheet, how are you going to understand the Gemara in the Megillah, which says that Esther was usher to Mordechai after it? It seems very clear that he would be usher with the year from Sonsachi.
It's very good. It's a good ha'orah. You see, according to the Pnei Yeshua, there is an answer for Esther. It said that Esther was machmer on herself. She was telling Mordechai that, you know, I want to be machmer, that even though technically I should be Muteres, but I'd like to be machmer. Yeah, I guess you could say that the Issa D'Rabbanan existed in that time too. Okay, that's another possibility. The Issa D'Rabbanan existed, so it wasn't just a Chumra V'Alma, but she was gonna subscribe to the Issa D'Rabbanan. But if you hold like the Sheba, so what's going on? Esther was taka Muteres to Mordechai. What's the answer? That's a good question. Hey,
I mean, I think even bigger question is the Gemara in Yevamos that says she's a Surah Labaila.
The Gemara in Yevamos that says.
That's what it says she's a Surah Labaila.
The Gemara in the second track of Ksuba series.
Sorry.
No, you answered that later on.
By Lakoe, the Sheba says. That could be told by Baal Kohen. Because it's not clear from the Gemara that we're talking Barotzen. It could be Baonis. So maybe it's Baonis, and then we're talking about Baal Kohen. So she becomes Asura the Baal Kohen, even Baonis. But the Kasha from Esther is Taka Kasha. It's a very good Kasha. She dares that Kasha too. She dares that Kasha. Dibra Maschel Miu on the next page. He has that Kasha, and based on that, Itaka rejects Rabbi Natan. It's Taka the Kasha. He doesn't reject Rabbi Natan. He doesn't have to reject Rabbi Natan. He can reject his chat in Rabbi Natan. According to the Pei Yeshua, Rabbi Natan is not rejected. But that's an excellent point, Yoni. The Sheet has to clash himself. Yes.
Can we say that the whole on is that like almost like the Tamar Shlomo said, love my city call, like she should nothing ever happened.
What are you talking about? Aishas Kohen or Aishas Yisrael? Aishas Yisrael should answer. She's Taka. That's a din. It's because she becomes a zona. That's a different halacha. Even though she really should be mutaris, it doesn't matter. It's a state. It's a state of reality. It's a state of mitzias. Right? If she had a bias psul, then she's going to be asura to her husband who's a kohen. Even if it's not a ma'aser, she didn't do an aveira. Let's say it's not a ma'aser. It doesn't matter. She's still a zona. Because the shame's nus is not what we call nus. It's that if she had a bias psul, so then she becomes asura to her husband.
It's like it's not a ma'aser.
He's saying it's not a ma'isa that relates to her. She didn't do a ma'isa bia, but there's no question that she's the chefs of the bia. Right? She's not the gavra of the briskavar. Right? She's not doing a ma'isa bia, but she's definitely the chefs of the bia. She's still viewed as a chefs of the bia. It's a good ha'ara. I hear what you're trying to say, but I think the pshat is that she's still the chefs of the bia, so she will be a surah of the bia. I think so. Comes the ritva. Says maybe Rabbeinu Tam never said that Biasaka Menabia vis-a-vis the Yisalabal. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam admits that vis-a-vis the Yisalabal Biasaka Mavibia. Regarding Gili Arias, regarding the Din Yehar Gal Yavar or the Yisalabal, there Rabbeinu Tam says Biasaka Menabia. But who says that he says Biasaka Menabia vis-a-vis the Yisalabal? Who says these three things go together? The din Yehari Bal Yavar, the Isser Labal, and the Isser Labal. Who says they all go together? Maybe the Isser Labal is different. Rabbi Natan might admit that Bias Akam Habibia, the Bias Akam can ask the Isha Labala. Lashon of the Ritva. Asura Levaila? Afi Lote Asura Levaila? Oh, he said before, sorry. He writes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's teretz to the original Kasha. The Bias Nochi Lachashiva Gili Arayas, Kitachsev Asher Besar Hamor and Besarif. Hilkoch Afal Gav the Bias Nochi Oseres Isha Levaila Kedamina Bishmaita. Tidamina Bishmaita, he says, it's Mufosh. The Bias Nochri Asis Isha Labaila, Shiva Gili Arais, Leharig Allah. There's no Din Yaharig Val Yavar. But Bias Nochri, even though it Asis Labaila, that's the Ritva's version of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is not against the Sugya. He's working with the Sugya. That he admits that Bias Akum can Asa Labal. He's just saying it's not going to Asa Laboa. But it can ask the Labal. Now, of course, we're going to have to understand how that's possible. How can you split between the Isla Labal and the Isla Labal? But before we address the chilek between the Yisrael Abba and the Yisrael Abba, let's talk about the other chilek. Rabbi Natan on the one hand, and he said, Yisakam, it's not Gila. Rabbi says, there's no din you heard, Valyavar, but the Yisakam. But nevertheless, you're telling me that he'll hold that the Yisakam is enough to ask the Labal. How's that possible? How is that split possible? Right? There are two splits Rabbi Natan is making. One is that he says that the Yisakam in Abiyah vis-a-vis the din yehareg v'yavar the Gili Arayis. And he also says that the Yisakam in Abiyah vis-a-vis the Yisrael Boel, but he holds that the Yisakam somehow can create this Yisrael Abal. The question is, how can you have such a split? How can you have such a split? How can you say that the Yisakam is considered Gili Arayis for the din yehareg v'yavar? And yet, how can you say the Yisakam ain't Abiyah, it's not Gilei Arayis for the Din Yehar Galyavra, and nevertheless, it will ask the Isha Labayla. How can that be? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is how can you split between the Isha Labayla and the Isha Labayla? Kishem Shasur Labayla, Kachasur Labayla, so one should be dependent on the other. If Bia Sakam ain't a Bia for the Boel, so how's Bia Sakam Bia for the Baal? And if it is a Bia for the Baal, so that naturally should create the Isha Labayla. What's that Ben Atam saying, according to this Ritva? So perhaps the answer to the first kasha, right? How can we say that Bia Sakam in Abiyah is not Gilei Arayis for the din Yehareg Galyavar, but nevertheless it will Asa Labal? How's that possible? The answer could be that what Asa is the Isha Labal is not the Bia. Maybe you don't need a Maisa Bia to Asa the Isha Labal. Maybe what Asa is the Isha Labal is the fact that she did something that is a betrayal of the husband. This is an idea that the Marik suggests in the Tshuva. Marik was asked to Shaila, what's the din? Let's say a woman claimed she didn't know that Znus is us. Strange idea, right? She didn't know that Znus is us. So she was nevelas. She did a Maisa Znus. B'shogeg. That is a shogeg. She doesn't know that the Isser exists. Just like on Shabbos, a type of shogeg is a person does a malacha, doesn't realize it's a malacha on Shabbos. So they asked the Marik, what's the din? Be'isha shezin setachas baila b'rasa v'hi lo yoda im yesh isa b'davar im yechoshev shogeg. Is that called shogeg? Vaniyaz daiti nira de'en lezu din shogeg es lahatir l'baila. So up to Marik, I don't think there's a din shogeg. When it comes to znus, there's no such thing as shogeg. That's not an excuse. Why not? He says, "Kaven shehim is kavenas limol mal beisha." The pasuk in Parshas Naso says, "Umol mal beisha." A sota is mol mal. She's betraying her husband. Mazana tachta. The halok ziv ish ish kisista ishto umol mal b'Hashem. Halok ziv. It should say the halok ziv. The halok ziv ish ish kisista ishto umol mal b'Hashem. That's a lashon in Parshas Sota. Halogsiv ishish kisista ishto umola mal b'ashem. It doesn't say mola mal b'ashem. She doesn't have veira. Lishtama davka b'miskavenes l'issa. Ela umola bo mal ksiv. It says that she was mola mal b'isha. That's the yisod. It doesn't say ishish kisista ishto umola mal b'ashem. She didn't have veira. That, if it would have said that, so then I can understand. Shogeg is less of a maisa veira. Shogeg still is a maisa veira. You have to bring a carbon for shogeg, but it's not a ma'aser like mazin. If it would have said umol amal b'ashem, so then I might say that the shogeg she doesn't become a sura labayla because it's a function of how much of a ma'aser it is. Maybe only a ma'aser the mazin will answer labayla. Off the marik, but it doesn't say umol amal b'ashem. It says umol abomal, umol amal b'isha, that she betrayed her husband with the ma'aser nos. If that's what you have to do to be Neseres Habayla, so then even Bishogeg. Bishogeg is also a Mal B'isha. Everyone knows that she's betraying her husband by being Nivellus to another man, having a relationship with another man. That's of course a Mal B'isha. She just thinks it's Mutta. So if it's Mutta, it shouldn't be a problem. But it's still a Mal B'isha. So off the Marig, if it's a Mal B'isha, then she's a Surah Labayla, because that's what the Parsha of Sot is telling me. And what asks is the woman Labal is not a Maisa B'isha, not the Maisa's Nus, it's the Mal B'isha. It's not the Maisa's Nus, it's the Mal B'isha. It's even Znus B'shogeg, that's also a Mal B'isha. And if it's a Mal B'isha, then she's Asura, she shouldn't become Asura Labayla as a result of that act. seen something similar to this that doesn't require a ma'aseh via ta'aseh the woman levayla? What's the example that we've had before?
Shachov,
right? Via shachov. Via shachov. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Yisuri Bia says that there's no onshim for via shachov. Right? The Rambam himself at the beginning of Hilchas Sota defines a shachov as someone who can't have a kishri eiver. We can't have a kishri eiver. You can't have a full ma'aseh bia. Comes the Rambam in Hilchas Yisuri Bia, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. It says, Kalababi Asur Belo Kishui, etc. Eino Chayim, Lokoris, Lomalkas, Vein, Sarachom, Amisa, Shein Zubia. It passes Mina Truma. We talked about a great length, but this doesn't give onshin. It's not called a Bia. It's not called a Bia. How can there be Kinui Ustira by Bia Shachav? What, Makanan, Ali De Shachav, the Gemara? It's a Gemara. It's not just a Rambam. The Gemara says that if the Baal is jealous of the woman, and he says, I don't want you to be secluded with that man who's a shachov. He can't have a kishri eiva. I don't care. I don't want you to be secluded with him. If she's secluded, if there's an aid, if there are aidim on that stira, then she becomes a sura to the baal. But why? There's no ma'aseh bia there. Even if she would have a bia with the shachov, there would be no ma'aseh bia. Let's say she has bia with the shachov, and there are aidim on the bia. Right? Let's say there's no kinui stira, but she has bia, and there are aidim on the bia. If a woman has bia with if an Eish HaSish has bia with another man, even if there's no kinyan yistir, she also is Nesera Salbaila. So let's say she has bia with the Shachar, does she become a Surah? Of course. Of course she becomes a Surah. Any person that there's an Issa Labaila through the kinyan yistira, there can be an Issa Labaila without the kinyan yistira, if there are Edom on the bia. So, what's going on over here? How can there be an Issa Labal? How can there be an Issa of Sota Labal? It's not a Maisa bia. The answer could be that you don't need a ma'aseh bia to ask the woman of Bible. As long as there's a ma'al b'isha, that's enough. And bia shachav is also a ma'al b'isha. It's also a ma'al b'isha, even if it's not a full ma'aseh bia. Just like bia snus b'shoge can be viewed as a ma'al b'isha. It is a ma'aseh bia, but it's a ma'aseh bia b'shoge. So you'd say it's not such a ma'aseh aveira. It might not be a ma'aseh aveira, but it's still a ma'al b'isha. So just like a bia snus b'shoge, zokta marik, that will ask the woman Labaila, so too, be a shachov. A kinoy ayide shachov that's going to ask the woman Labaila, because it's a ma'al b'isha. Rabbi Natan might hold the same thing. Rabbi Natan might hold that, albeit, be a sakamina bia, there's no din yahar, gal yavaba be a sakam, it's not gili arayas. But nevertheless, if the woman, if the eish HaSish is neveles Birotzen, the Eishes Yisro, the Nevelas Birotzen for the Noi, she will become Asura Labaila. Why? Because it's a Mal B'isha. It's a Mal B'isha. To have beer with a God. To have beer with another man, even if he's a God. Now, it could be, if he did, it doesn't have the same status as a B'es Yisro, but in terms of Mal B'isha, about it, it's a Mal B'isha. So if it's a Mal B'isha, so then she can become Asura Labaila, even if Yehar Gal Yavah will not apply. This is what the Chasam Sofer suggests to try to explain Rabbi Natan. This is in the previous packet. Chasam Sofer says, the Lidrish Ludon is Shari Svaras Rabbi Natan Nira Mavur. The Sphira lay the Nehidavad in Nesra Labal, like the Ritva, Rabbi Natan obviously holds that she's Nesra Labal, like our Gemara. The Avagab le'inyin Yichus have a Kabiyas Behema, Mikomokom Odom Hu. Le'inyin Yichus, maybe it's like a Bias Behema, but the Goy is doch an Odom, he's a human being. The Habal Miskane Bo. The Baal could be Miskane. If there's Kinu Yastira on a Goy, right, the Baal says, don't be secluded with the Goy, then she will be Neseres. The Havale Mola Mal Beisha. He doesn't quote the Marik. But that's the same idea. Mola Mal Beisha. As long as she's Mola Mal Beisha, she's Asura Labaila. So even if Biasaka may not be she'll be Asura Labaila because it's viewed as a Mal Beisha. That could answer Rabbi Natan, the first kasha against the Rabbi Natan. Yeah. Yeah. In the case of via shachar, maybe she'd be asura to the bowl too. So we have to, that's the second kasha we have to answer. Rabbi Natan has two chilukas. We have to still answer the second chiluk. How he can say that she's asura labaila, but she's with her to the bowl. We'll have to get to that earlier. So the kasha. Yes, Jonathan. No, but the problem is, Kashem Shasura Lavaka Hasura Labo seems to say that there's a direct relationship between the Issa Laval and the Issa Labo. So it sounds like Mamela, once she's Asura Laval, she's going to be Asura Labo too. Not necessarily. Why is there an Issa Labo? Could be the fact that the Boel created this Issa Labal, so it's not fair. It doesn't make any sense. If the Torah is only going to Issa Labal and not Labal, the Boel created the whole Issa. Right? So it makes sense. Whenever there's an Issa Labal, there should be an Issa Labal as well. So it doesn't matter to be a Saka Minaviyah. If Malba Isha is enough to Issa Labal, then it should be enough to Issa Labal too. That's the Kasha. So we're going to have to figure out an answer to that Kasha. So that's the Kasha. Okay. Before we get to that, what's the Rambam going to respond? We said the Ritva's version of Rabbi Natan is that even Rabbi Natan admits that Bias Akum Habibiyah, not Habibiyah, but Bias Akum is enough to Asa Labal. Regarding Yehari Valyava, Bias Akum Habibiyah. Regarding Boel, Bias Akum Habibiyah. Regarding Baal, Bias Akum Habibiyah. In the sense that it can Asa Labal. But how? How does that work? So the Chasam Sofer says, because it's a Mal Be'isha. It's a Mal Be'isha. And the riot to that, as we pointed out, is Shachov. L'chara, you see clearly from Shachov that you don't need a real Maisa Bia to Asa Labal. What's the Rivam going to say to be a Shachov? What do you think the answer is? What's the Rivam going to say? Be a Shachov is a Gemalda Garaya, no? You can have an Issa Labal, even without a Maisa Bia. Mal Be'isha, that should be enough. What's the Rivam going to restart? What do you think? Before, when we talked about Shachov, I put together two different cases. I said that if the Baal is Mekane from the Shachov, right, he says that I don't want you to be secluded with the Shachov, so then she's then secluded, right? Them on that Stira, so then she becomes a Surah Labaila. I also said, let's say she has beer with the Shachov. Right? So she's going to become a Surah Labaila in that case as well. Right? Is that really true? Maybe the Rivam will hold that Kinui al Yidei Shachov does Asa Labal. There's a special din if this Kinui is Stira, so even without a Maisaviya, she can become Asura Labaila. But who says without Kinui is Stira, a woman can become Asura Labaila without a Maisaviya? That's what the Rambam might hold, but not everyone's beholden to that. The Gemara only talks about Kinui al Yidei Shachov. So could be Kinui is Stira is a special Alocha. Kinui Astira, and then she's and there are Edom on that Astira, and then she becomes Asura Levi. That's a special Teres HaKosav. But we're not talking about Kinui Astira here. We're talking about that she was Nevelis to a guy. There was Bia with a guy. There was no Kinui. The Baal didn't know anything. She was just Nevelis to the guy. The Rivam could hold that maybe if there's no Kinui Astira, you need a Maisa Bia to ask her to the husband. Right? This Teres HaKosav that if there's Kinui Astira, so then you don't need a Maisa Bia. The Rivam will hold Mal Be'isha is not the Koveya. Yitaka do need a Maisa Bia. Rabbi Natan says, no, Mal Be'isha is the Koveya. It's all a function of whether she was Moel Mal Be'isha. The Rivam could say, no, it's not a function of Mal Be'isha. It's a function of a Maisa Bia. And I hold that Bia Shachov, since it's not a Bia, I will not ask the Labaila. Kini is a different halacha. Kinyastira, the Kpay the Dubal, Tola Rahman, as the Gemara writes in different places, that's dependent on the Hakpod of the Baal, the fact that the Baal was marked that she shouldn't be Nisteris with this man. That's what Asas Labaila. So it could be what Rivon will claim is Yitaka need a Maisabiya. You really need a Maisabiya as knows to Asa Labaal. Kinyastira is a special aloha. That's why by Shachov you can have a Kinyastir that will ask the Labal. But if you don't have Kinyastir, of course you need a Maisabiya. And if Bia Saka made a Bia, if it's not called a Maisabiya, she won't become a Master Labal. That's the Rivam's Kasha against the Rebbe Natan. Okay? And that could be the response that the Rivam will give. Questions? Okay. So the final point that we have to figure out over here is, what's the Rabbeinu Tam going to do with the second chinuch? Right? Not Yehar Goyavar Yisla Baal, but rather the relationship between Yisla Baal and Yisla Boel. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there is no Yisla Boel if the woman's nevelas to a goy. So if you take the Ritva's pshat, that the Rabbeinu Tam admits that there's an Yisla Baal, you don't understand why the split. If you hold like the Meiri, that the Rabbeinu Tam held via Saka may not be a for everything, even for the Yisla Baal, then it's Gevaldik, everything flows beautifully. You have a problem with the Sugya, but everything flows beautifully inside Svar, right? You still have a problem with the Gemara, you have to figure that out. That's the Pnei Yeshua and the Shittim Gebesis, right? But in terms of the Svar, it's great, because via Saka may not be a, always. But if you say Rabbeinu Tam holds via Saka, Havi via Lagavi the Yisla Baal, what does that mean? We suggested, like the Chasam Sofer, that since it's a Mal Be'isha, it's going to Asa Labal. If it's going to Asa Labal, why shouldn't it Asa Labal too? Kshem Shasur Labal, Kar Hasur Labal. How can you split the two? So truth be told, there are some Rishonim who say that they think Rabbeinu Tam's Psach was correct. V'lav mitameh. Maybe the reason is not Biyasaka Menabiyah. There are other reasons to split. Rabbeinu Tam splits between the two, between Baal and Boel, even though he holds Biyasaka Menabiyah by Boel. So that's the question. How can he hold Biyasaka Menabiyah by Boel, and yet by Baal, he says that the Biyah can accomplish something? If it accomplishes something by the Baal, why not by the Boel? Comes the Rush and says something fascinating. Which suggests that maybe the reason why there's no Isser Laboel because of Itzer Sakasim. The nearly Lakaim Sakra Bin Otam, below me Tame, I don't think his reason of Bia Sakam in a Bia is the reason to say there's no Isser Laboel. I think there's another reason. El Mishum de Aminan, Vinitma Echel Abal Echel Laboel. Hainu hechash lo haisa asur laboel ella al yedei biyazu. Avu b'viyas ovdei kachav and devalav achi haisa asur lo karina bevinit ma'echad laboel. Unihid the nesu labal mikamokom lo nitosu ba isa laboel b'viyas. Okay, but devalav achi haisa asur lo. What's the Rosh saying? V'nit ma'a tells me what? V'nit ma'a, if now she becomes tmeya to the boel, if through this bia she becomes asura to the boel, she was muteres to the boel before now, but through this bia she becomes asura to the boel, right? So then there's gonna be an issa, right? There's an issa sota not only labal but to the boel as well. But if she was asura to the boel from before, it's not v'nitma. V'nitma means that there was a tuma. Now there should be a new tuma to the boel. If it's not a new tumah, she was already asura to the boel, then the special issa laboel is not going to be chal. So even if it'll turn out that the original issa laboel falls away, like in this case, Rabbeinu Tam's case, the original issa laboel was goy, the issa to be nivala to a goy. So if the goy is misgayer, then no longer is that original issa. The Russian says, but the issa laboel is not going to be chal. Because the Issa Labal can only be Chal at the Shas Bia. And at the Shas Bia, she was already Asura to the Boel. She was already Asura to the Boel. Then the special Issa of Sota Laboel can't be Chal. So even if the original Issa falls away, if he's Misgaya, the original Issa of Goy falls away, Issa Labal can't be Chal then. It can only be Chal B'Shas Bia. So that's why Taka, she's Asura Labaila. But can't be Asura Laboel, because the Issa Laboel wasn't Chal Metchila, wasn't Chal in the beginning, because she was already Asura to the Boel. So even with the original Issa Laboel, because of Goy, right, the Issa of Bias Akum, that falls away when he's Misgayer, but the Issa Laboel can't be Chal, because it wasn't Chal Metchila, wasn't Chal B'Shaz Bia. No one.
By any case, she's Asura before, she's a fish.
No, it means that there's an intrinsic issa besides the issa Eshazish. There's some other issa, some other reason why this bia is going to be awesome, right? If the only meaning if she weren't an Eshazish, the bia would still be awesome. Right? If she weren't an ish, if the beer would be mutter, if she weren't an ish, and if she weren't an ish, ish, the ish, the ish, ish, makes her a social. Right? But if there's some other ish besides the ish, the ish, ish, so then the ish alaboa can't be chal. That's the Rosh's version. Yeah, very interesting. It's a different pshat. The Ritva quotes the Rabbi Yechiel, who gives another way to get the Rabbi Yechiel's psak. V'lav mi tameh. What does the Ritva say? That's Noah's pshat. Ve'im kol ze amar hacha Rabbi Yechiel kidino shel Rabbi Natan zaba meiser shayadin emeso. The kevin the bishar shenestra al baile navrihu v'lekel amem masur alaboa. Hashtanami lo mitzra alav, the Gershon is gag, a gag shenol adami. Rabbi Yechiel says, Poshet, even if you were to say that the Isla Boel should have been chal, right? It can't be chal on a goy. There's no Isla Boel on a goy. Right? That's not, the Posek is not said by goy. It's said by Jews. It's in Parshas Nosa. It's not one of the Sheva mitzvahs. But there's no Isla Boel that can be chal when he's a goy. Only time that it can be chal is after he becomes a Jew, but Gershon is gag, Kotnish and Oladam, he said, the Isla Boel can't be chal by him. He's a new person. Even if you were to tell me that the Isla Boel should be chal, this idea that, what, the Isla Boel is only going to be chal if she wasn't going to be Asura for a different reason. No, Rabbi Yechiel says, I don't like the Rosh's Svar. Even if there was a different Isra, she still could become Asura to the Boel. Give you an example. Let's say the boil is a mamzer, right? So she was asura to the boil anyway. Rabbi Yochiel says, I don't care. The isla boil could still be chal. But here, the guy's a goy. Right? So the isla boil wasn't chal on him when he's a goy. The only thing is, when he's misgayer, so then he becomes a Jew. So the isla boil is shayach to him. But Gershon is gayer, kakot and shanola dummy. He becomes a new person. If he becomes a new person, I can't apply the potential Issa LaBoel to him because he's not the same person. He's not the Boel. He's a different Gavran. Rabbi Natan, though, doesn't hold of these reasons. Rabbi Natan says the reason why there's no Issa LaBoel is because Bia Sakamein Avila. Not because of Gershon is the Agakot and Shinola Dami. And not because the Issa LaBoel couldn't get started since there was a different Issa. She wasn't allowed to have beer with the Boel anyway because he was a goy. No. Rabbi Natan says, Bia sakamein beer. That's why there's no Isser LaBoel. If that's the reason, then it's Hagapil implied. If the only reason is because Bia sakamein beer, so then it's really shver, because Keshem Shasur LaBoel Kachasur LaBoel, the Isser LaBoel should generate the Isser LaBoel. Right? The Isser LaBoel should generate the Isser LaBoel. Why should I say what Bia Sakamein HaBia? So what did Bia Sakamein HaBia? You just told me that there can be an Issa LaBoel even though there's no Maisa Bia. Mal Be'ish is enough to create the Issa LaBoel. So if Mal Be'ish is enough to create the Issa LaBoel, why should I create an Issa LaBoel? What's the answer? Rabbi Natan clearly holds that the two are not linked. And we keep on saying the two must be linked. Who says that? That's Mocha. Kishem shasur labal kachasura labal vos mengtas. What does that mean, kishem? Does kishem mean that one is linked to the other, one generates the other? Or does kishem just mean that in a similar way, there's an isser labal, there's an isser labal, but the two are not necessarily related to each other. It's not that the isser labal generates the isser labal. How do we understand this line of the Mishnah in Sota? Shem shasur labal kachasur laboel. What does that mean? Does it mean that the Issa LaBoel, the Issa LaBoel stems from the Issa LaBoel? It's an extension of the Issa LaBoel? Right? The Issa LaBoel generates the Issa LaBoel? Independent Issa. iser b'fnei atzma. It's an independent iser. Who takes a stand on this? Who seems to take a stand on this? The Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Hilchos Sota, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, Kol Isha Shehayu Lakinu Yastirev Lo Shosa Mei Hamorim Bein Shlo Rotz Avalu Ashkosa Bein Shlo Rotz Dehi Bein Shebola Eituma O Hodes O Hodes Me'elu Hanoshim She'en Ruyos Lishtos O Shekinu La Bezdin. So she becomes Asura Levail in all these cases. There's a Kinu Yastira, or she had Bias Issa, she had a Bias Nuz. Dr. Ramam Hol Vanessa Alvaila Mikol Mokom, since she becomes Asura Levaila, Harei Asura Al Zesh Nisyachta Imol Olam Kedar Shi Asura Alvaila. Mipi Ashmuel Lomdu Kshem Shi Asura Lava Kach Asura Lavo. What's the Ramam saying? He's just repeating the Mishnah, right? He's just doing a little bit more. There's one key word in this Ramam. Can you figure it out? I'll say it again. Hol Vanessa Alvaila Mikol Mokom, Harei Asura Al Zesh Nisyachta Imol Olam Kedar Shi Asura Alvaila. What's the key word? Hoil, exactly, Da Vinci. Hoil. I'm sorry?
I said
Kedera.
Kedera.
Oh, it's similar. Hoil, sin should be. It's not just the same way. It's sin she becomes Asura Laval. It's the Issa Laval that's generating the Issa Laval. It sounds from the Rambam that there is a linkage between the two. The Issa Labaal is generating the Issa Laboah. Mishnah Labaal over there has a suffix. What's the din? Let's say, Eishes Kohen Shenensa. Eishes, what's his case? Eishes Kohen or Eishes Yisrael? Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. Right? Eishes Yisrael Shenensa Bonus, he says. That's an oxymoron, right? Zinsa Bonus. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. What's the difference? So Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, does she become Asura Labaila? Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. Asura Labaila or not? Muteres Labaila. Shlomach has a suffix. What's the difference? Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. Then the husband divorces her, let's say. I don't know. Divorces her, dies. Is she Muteres to the Boa? Suffix. It's a suffix. Quotes Rishonim. He tries to figure out what's the psak halach in that case. Mishlo Melech Sofer. What do you think that should be dependent on? Dependent on the Shaila. If you hold that the Isser Labal generates the Isser Laboel, so if she wasn't Asur Labaila, how can there be an Isser Laboel? Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, she was with Peres Labaila. Can't be Asur Laboel. It's so ridiculous, Jeremy. One generates the other. But if the Isser Laboel is an independent Isser, how do we define the Isser? It's not dependent on the fact that she's Asura Levaila. It's that if there was a Maisa's Nus with an Eishes Ish, if the Boel did a Maisa's Nus with an Eishes Ish, then the woman is going to be Asura to him. So it could be that he was Ma'aneser. He may have raped her, but that's a Maisa's Nus. Vis-a-vis him, it's certainly a Maisa's Nus. So she becomes Asura to him, independent of what happens to the Baal. She might be with Teres Laval, but so what? He did a Maisa's Nos with her. If he did a Maisa's Nos with her, then she becomes a Sarita. So this is a very important Shaila, right? Do we say that the Issa Labaal is related to the Issa Labaal? One stems from the other. Or do we say no? The Issa Labaal is completely independent of the Issa Labaal. Rabbi Natam and the Rivam might be arguing about this very point. That might be part of the issue. Rabbi Natam might say, who claims that the two are necessarily related? Maybe they're separate. Our Gemara seems to assume that an Isha, an Eishes Yisrael, is Nevelas Birotzon, is Asura Labaila. Even Biasakum, even through a Biasakum, she can be Asura Labaila. Nevertheless, Rabbi Natan holds that she's not going to be Asura to the Baal. Why? Biasakum may not be Asura. The question is, but if she's Asura Labaila, why shouldn't she be Asura Labaila? Kishem! Kishem Shasura Labaila, Kach Asura Labaila. How can you split between the two? After Rabbi Natan, who says the two aren't related to each other? Maybe the Issa Laboel stems from the Maisa's Nus that the Boel did. It relates to the Boel. It's not that Memela, the Issa Laboel, generates, willy-nilly, generates the Issa Laboel. If the boel does a maisa's nos, he does a maisa bia, which is a znos, then the woman becomes asura to him. If that's the nature of the iser laboel, then we can understand that if bia saka made a bia, she's not going to be asura laboel, because there was no bia here, there was no maisa's nos. There was no bia's nos over here. If you tell me that the Yisrael HaBoel stands on the Yisrael HaBoel, whenever there's an Yisrael HaBoel, that automatically generates the Yisrael HaBoel. So then since she's a Surah HaBoel, because there was a Znus B'Ratzon, B'Ratzon here. Yisrael HaMelech is talking about Ba'onis. If there was a Znus B'Ratzon and she's a Surah HaBoel, so then of course she's going to be a Surah HaBoel. There's no way that you can split between the two. But if the Yisrael HaBoel is an independent Yisr, then the Baal does a Maisa's Znus, then the woman is a Surah to him. It doesn't matter whether there's an Yisrael HaBoel or not. So then we have to determine, was there a Bias Nus over here? If you say Bias Akamein a Bias, it could be we don't view this as a Bias Nus. It's not a Bias Nus. She will not be Asura LaBoel. Aye, how can she be Asura LaBoel? That's a different halacha. If she's Mal Lamal Be'isha, she could be Asura LaBoel. But if Bias Akamein a Bias, since there's no Bias Nus to the Boel, then she will not become Asura LaBoel.